USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. continues pushing for the inclusion of Sweden into NATO, and possibly within weeks. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday.
Sweden, again and again, has proven its commitment to NATO, to its values, to its mission.
Turkey is not in favor at present, claiming Sweden has harbored terrorists against the Turks. Hungary also thus far opposed. Blinken says the U.S. is not deterred.
We will continue to work to complete Sweden's accession by the time our leaders gather in Vilnius for the NATO summit.
The Scandinavian nation's ascension to the Western Alliance has been making speedy progress ever since the Russian invasion of Ukraine just over a year ago. And this comes as the White House is now voicing opposition to any Ukrainian military strikes inside Russia. On Tuesday, the Biden administration, however, said it was not sure if a damaging drone swarm in Moscow was even ordered by Kyiv. Russia has pointed the finger at Ukraine, blaming it for the attack. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is facing threats of being ousted from the speakership over the debt limit deal he negotiated with the White House. McCarthy spoke in defense of the agreement on Tuesday.
We're pulling money back from the hardworking taxpayers that are going to China. Are they opposed to work requirements for welfare?
McCarthy told reporters that while Republicans could not get everything they wanted, the party negotiated significant savings for the nation. Congress now faces a June 5th deadline to raise the limit or risk default. Five people remain unaccounted for after an Iowa apartment complex partially collapsed Sunday. That came after officials said they didn't believe there were any unaccounted residents still in the building. An arrest has been made in the death of 30-year-old New Jersey councilwoman Eunice Jumfer. Authorities arrested a 28-year-old Virginia man and said he was a contact in her phone. A motive in the case was not revealed. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
With jury selection set to begin Wednesday in the trial of the Parkland, Florida school resource officer on duty at the time of the 2018 massacre, the judge decided to hold off on making a decision about whether jurors will go to the crime scene.
This case is all about what my client should have known from the shots alone. And if you don't get to see perspective, just how much distance there is between where he is and where those first shots were fired, you don't have respect.
The attorney for former Broward Sheriff's Deputy Scott Peterson wants the jury to tour the outside of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High only. Peterson faces up to 95 years in prison if convicted of child neglect, culpable negligence, and perjury. Elizabeth Holmes, the 39-year-old founder of a blood testing company, is reporting to prison to serve an 11-year sentence. The one-time Silicon Valley superstar isn't the only notable inmate. She'll be joining former Real Housewives of Salt Lake City star Jen Shah, who's serving time for wire fraud. On the other side of the coin, a convicted killer and former follower of Charles Manson is getting approved for parole. A California state appeals court overturned a veto by Governor Gavin Newsom. He previously prevented Leslie Van Houten from being paroled. On Tuesday, by a vote of 2-1, the court is reinstating that parole. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229, 800-734-1229.